podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let me share a note with everybody from our Facebook page, a message from Andy. He wrote, "Dom, my wife lost 45 pounds last year, and she looks great. She came downstairs in her wedding dress at the end of her diet, and that probably made her happier than anything else." Let me jump in here and say, I'll bet that's true.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. I bet if a woman lost almost 50 pounds and was able to get back into her wedding dress, I'll bet it would be one of the happiest. It'd probably be only second to her wedding day, right?
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't know, but yeah, that does sound very magical.
Don't you have like six wedding dresses saved up?
Go put it on. Strut around the house today.
Should I move back to the letter? Andy writes, "But she has also become that person who preaches to everyone about what they're eating. This weekend was too much. It was our daughter's 7th birthday party, and she really wanted a cake with Elsa and Olaf on it." Kids are still into that, aren't they? It's not going away. Andy writes, "My wife reluctantly agreed, but then said during the party, 'Not too much cake, honey, not too much cake.' And then as she was serving it to our daughter and her friend, she said, 'You really shouldn't be eating this, but I guess it's okay just this once. I'll cut you just a tiny little slice.' I'm really proud of her for getting into shape, and my brain tells me that it's good to raise your kids in a healthy lifestyle. But really, telling 7-year-olds that their cake is going to kill them? We got into a pretty big argument after the party. What are your thoughts on this?"
Well, it is one day out of the year.
Is it?
They can splurge, but right.
Are you
and
just
that just snowballs into
bad eating habits.
I had this, ironically, I had this conversation with a friend one time over beers at a bar.
Of course.
Where we were talking about this whole thing about, you know, splurging on special occasions. And as I sipped my Stella, I said, you know, one way that you could look at this is, you do something really big, or maybe it's a big event like your birthday, and you say, it's a special day. I should be able to splurge, right? Mm-hmm. That's just the way we think. And yet, the rational part of my brain is like, this is really what we're saying. This is a special day. I've done something really good. So therefore, I'm going to work on killing myself at a younger age.
Right.
I'm going to die. Yeah. I'm going to celebrate by leading to an earlier death.
And
isn't that really what you're doing?
It is.
Yeah, but one slice of cake isn't going to lead to an earlier death.
But here's the thing.
I'm not arguing with you on that. I'm just saying if you think about saving that as a reward for a special day, your reward is essentially an earlier death.
Right. This is why your reward should always be shoes. Just saying.
Look, there's a lot to be said for that.
But, with kids, isn't every day, I mean, every weekend, there's another birthday party, there's another Halloween party, there's another Thanksgiving party, there's another something going on in class party, there's, you know, like, and it's just, there's all these play dates and soccer games and all this stuff. It's just, there's a lot of cake going around. It's like a drug ring for 7-year-olds.
We got a note. I want to say this was a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, from somebody who said that she got into an argument with her sister because her sister was raising her kids that when she sent them off to school and they would have like birthday parties at school and they had little cupcakes and stuff like that, she sent with her daughter little baggies full of celery sticks and carrot sticks. There was no issue with allergies or anything like that. She just didn't want her 6-7-year-old daughter to ever eat a cupcake or anything like that. So while every other kid in the classroom was eating that, she had to sit there with her carrot sticks. And this woman who wrote to us said, I screamed at my sister and said, you can't do that to a 7-year-old.
You know those went in the trash, though, when she was in that classroom.
Yeah, she was licking everyone's frosting.
Because she probably told the teacher, you know, she sent a note to the teacher. She's not allowed to have that.
You know, from what I've seen, just having kids around and going to these events, Emily, and this into the soccer game where they get the snacks, anymore, it is a majority of just healthy food that these parents are handing out. I'm seeing a lack of sweets, actually, with the kids nowadays.
What about in classrooms for parties, though?
Well, you know, just
they have to
read,
be careful now because
they
of
do
gluten, allergies, right? Gluten, sugar,
and parents are responsible for bringing snacks every day you know, there's a sign-up sheet, and a majority of the snacks are like applesauce and cheese sticks and the vegetables, and there is really not a lot of sugar consumed anymore.
I was one of those kids that, like, cookies for me growing up were Fig Newtons, which don't...
It's not a cookie!
You're not fooling anybody, Linda, but I do think that it is more... I hate to sound so cliche, but it is more of a... lifestyle as far as how your eating habits, then it should be a diet. But
you gotta let the kids be kids, I think, just for a little
bit. To cake shame a 7-year-old, that, and don't we all know people on diets and all they freaking talk about is
they shame everybody.
Right, I remember
it's their portions and their workouts and their reps and you know, and how many ounces and blah 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 blah.
I remember growing up, my mom started hanging out with this lady that was only shopping in King Soopers and Safeway. Used to only have like one or two aisles dedicated to like all natural and just everything healthy. And that's the only aisle my mom would shop on growing up because she befriended this other woman that was on this health kick. So I remember that other kids would be having the cupcakes and stuff at their house, but yet we would be enjoying fruit leathers at my house and unsalted pretzels. She'd buy bags of pretzels with no salt on it to lower our sodium intake.
That's why you had no friends.
And this is why I had no friends, probably no girlfriend, no life.
She was loading you up on carbohydrates.
Right. Bleached flour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was horrible. It was because there was a time in my life growing up where we didn't enjoy the sweet stuff.
I mean, we are getting to the point where the only thing you'll be able to buy in a store before long are broccoli, florets, and salmon.
Fig Newtons. Right.
And water. And that's it. And that's all
I am cavity free to this day, though. So maybe there is some sort of... And I've never broke a bone.
You have such a sweet tooth now, though. Right. You come out of the production studio every single day with a lollipop hanging out of your mouth. And then you go straight to the office where we have a bag of Skittles for some god-awful reason.
If I go grocery shopping with Nicole now, I kind of feel like she's my mother. In more ways than one. Mm-hmm. But I will sneak things into the cart.
Yeah.
Like, we got home from Target the other day, and she's like, where's this box of brownies come from? And why are these goldfish in here? And I just, I sneak things out into the cart when she's not looking.
Hide it under the cans of corn.
It's so true. Yes, Dom. I'll hide the bag of Hershey's Kisses under the cream corn. This is why, parents, let your kids have sweets.
Do you think, though, that saying things like, oh, this is, you really, you know, only one little piece of cake, do you think it's almost kind of programming the kid to, the daughter, to maybe have some, an unhealthy relationship with food later?
Well, there's that, and there's also the whole idea of the forbidden fruit, only in this case, it's forbidden cake.
Oh, right. Man.
You know, and that you're planting in their head, oh, I'm not supposed to have cake, eh? Well,
right.
When you're not looking, I'm going to eat 500 pieces.
Yes.
As a kid,
she'll turn 16 and not do the pot weed. She'll go down to Dunkin' Donuts. Donuts and gorge for an hour and a half.
They'll have to like lock the door at Baskin Robbins to keep her out.
Oh no, Samantha's back.
Yeah, picture's gonna be on the wall.
Hide the scoops.
303-631-1MIX will get you into the studios, but you have to be able to have a sense of humor. If you're gonna call and wag your finger at us.
Your sticky chocolatey fingers.
You better be prepared for what we do back to you. So people want to comment about this. Here's Beth. Hello, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you say?
I say that I had a friend whose mom restricted all pop, and so when she came to our house, she went crazy. So I think when you restrict something or make someone feel bad about it, then they'll, you know, especially little ones, they'll go where they feel good about it and have a good time with it instead of, you know, learning in actual moderation.
They'll have a Dr. Pepper dealer.
Yes.
Got any more?
It's the forbidden fruit that we were talking about. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what made me think of it. Because she, I mean, oh my gosh, my parents would be like, okay, we got to hide that next time.
Hide the big K.
I had specific friends because I knew what kind of cookies their moms had. Allison's mom always had Oreos.
Oh.
I was over there a lot as a kid, I'll tell you that much.
I think that's the only reason kids would come over to my house and play with me anyway, is because my mom would always make great brownies and cookies and stuff
probably.
Like that. So I probably didn't really have any friends, but the brownies had a lot
They
of
were
friends.
Just using you for your brownies. Right.
Brownies had a lot of friends. Beth, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here comes Manning. Good morning, Manning.
Good morning.
What do you have to add to this?
Well, my mom did kind of the same thing to me. It was not just around birthday cake, but I had two brothers who were perfectly sized, I guess, according to her. And so she would buy them the Coke and the potato chips and the cookies, but then she would forbid me to have any of them.
Oh, no. How cruel is that?
Yeah, so it's sitting right there. Oh, you can have the Diet Coke, but you can't have the any of the other stuff.
No, she's
just filling you full of aspartame.
I was that kid who would go to another kid's house, and they always had the good stuff, and the Coke and the cookies and everything else.
I think, don't you think in this day and age, though, that more and more you can't like go run off to your friend's house to go get the soda because your parents have already called ahead and
yes.
ruined it for you?
Yes, your parents have put out the note to everyone.
Right.
Manning is not to have any soda or cookies.
Exactly. And it's harder, too, when you're so paranoid about your kids getting stolen off the street that you don't let them run loose too much.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. So let me ask you, how'd you turn out as an adult?
I unfortunately have food issues. I went a little crazy in college and ate whatever I wanted, and then it kind of comes and goes in waves, and I do try and eat healthy. But
yeah, but I wonder if that's not in some respect, maybe not all, but in some respect, it might be part of the whole forbidden thing again.
Absolutely.
Rather than just parceling it out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called. I wish you the best, and thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. And here comes Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
Good morning.
It says here you have a master's in nutrition.
I do.
Dang. So what do you think about cake shaming?
I do not agree with cake shaming. You know, my philosophy is moderation and variety and kind of a healthy balance. So I don't think it's bad to have junk food every now and then. If overall your diet is healthy.
Now let me probe a little bit here, if you don't mind.
Ooh, since, sure.
Do you mind if I use your master's in nutrition to get a little bit of education for myself?
That sounds fine.
You say it's okay in moderation every once in a while. So I have a thing, especially during the summers, with Dairy Queen blizzards. Now, I'm getting the small. What do you think in terms of number of times, like how often is okay in your mind? And I know there's no one answer that fits everybody, but just in general.
In general.
What do you think? One a year?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. I'm glad you. That's why I wanted to start with that, so you would say no.
I would say more than one a year, less than one a day. How's that?
Oh, so you're out, Dom.
So, like, three times a week is okay.
That's a lot.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't have a blizzard
three
times a week.
It's a small.
I told him that. I'm sorry. I'm getting coached by my daughter here, who has issues with my master's degree because I would always check the labels of food in the grocery store.
See, that's what I want to know, Carrie. You've studied all this. You know what's good and bad. What is your go-to junk food?
My go-to junk food is chocolate.
Just anything?
Dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. I love dark chocolate.
Who don't?
Yeah.
So I actually have a bag of Dove dark chocolate.
Those are the best.
In my nightstand.
Yes. I have
that's her naughty drawer.
In my bottom drawer here at work, and Emily knows this because I am a pusher with her, I have the dark chocolate Hershey Kisses.
Yep.
And I have one a day, one a morning to start the show.
It's good for the heart, right, Carrie?
Antioxidants, Carrie.
They're so healthy.
Hey, let me ask you something. How old is your daughter?
She's 15.
Yeah, how old is she? I mean, what's her name?
Her name's Kate.
Put her on the phone. Do you mind?
Okay, yeah.
All right, put Kate on.
Hi.
So I got to know, Kate, what's it like having a mom who has a master's in nutrition? Was she kind of hardcore about what you were eating?
She was pretty hardcore, except for on special occasions. Like, she would always... I remember this one time in fourth grade where she always packed me those overly organic cheese sticks.
Of course
yes,
she did.
It's like my mom.
And it was, like, completely brandless. It was just... a cheese stick.
Just bland.
My friend looked at that in utter shock. Like, it doesn't even have a label.
It just says cheese on it.
Cheese product.
It's true.
Real cheese.
Did you get to have junk food as a kid?
On rare occasions. Like, I grew up with Fig Newtons.
Oh,
there's Emily.
There it is.
Healthy so-called desserts, I guess.
I know, air quotes, desserts.
Tofu cake.
You ain't fooling me.
Carrie, it was crap, wasn't it?
Yes, it was crap.
Did you go to your friends and sneak the good stuff?
Hello.
Oh, she got off the phone.
She said crap.
Okay. Well, sorry.
It's all right. Hey, listen, guys, thanks for calling, okay?
All right. Thank you. Right.
Bye. That was a yes.
That was a total.
Totally.
Yes.
I got to go.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.